Disobedience, the tale of Onan and divine justice. In the pages of Genesis, we find stories that hit hard, full of raw human choices and the weight of God's expectations. One part that often leaves people thinking is Genesis 38, verses 8 and 10. Here, Onan is told to step up and fulfill his duty to his brother's widow, but instead he spills his semen on the ground. God sees this as a serious wrong and takes his life. It is a moment wrapped in mystery, duty, and judgment that feels both ancient and uncomfortably close to our own struggles with obedience. Picture the scene in that old world. Families depended on each other in ways we can barely imagine today. When a brother died, it was not just sad. It left a gap that needed filling so the family line would continue. Onan knew what was asked of him. Yet he chose his own comfort over what God laid out. He went through the motions but held back the very thing that would honor the command. That act of spilling his seed on the ground was not just a private choice. It was a rejection of responsibility, a quiet rebellion in the dark. From a Christian Gothic view, this story carries heavy shadows. Think of dim candlelight flickering on stone walls, the chill of knowing that nothing escapes God's sight. Onan walked in the shadow of his own selfishness. He preferred the fleeting pleasure of control rather than surrendering to something bigger. God does not play games with outright defiance. His justice comes swift like a storm rolling over the hills, reminding us that our bodies and our decisions are not truly our own. This passage has sparked lots of talk over the years. Some see it as a clear word against wasting the gift of life and procreation. Others point to the bigger context of family duty in that time. Either way, the harvest stays the same. God cares about faithfulness. He calls us to live with open hands, not clenched fists holding back what belongs to his plan. Walking through this casually, we see Onan as a guy who thought he could get away with half measures. He did not refuse loudly. He simply made sure nothing good came from his actions. That kind of quiet rebellion feels familiar. How often do we go through religious motions while our hearts stay far away? The Gothic side of faith loves these contrasts. Light battling darkness, obedience against the pull of easy selfishness. In our modern world, this story still whispers warnings. We live in a culture that celebrates personal freedom above almost everything. Yet Genesis 38 reminds us that freedom has limits when it steps on God's clear directions. Spilling seed on the ground became a symbol of wasted potential, a turning away from fruitfulness. God did not overlook it. His response was final. As believers, we are invited to sit with this uncomfortable truth. Faith is not always soft and comforting. Sometimes it feels like walking through an old cathedral at midnight, where every echo reminds you of holiness and the cost of turning aside. Onan's story pushes us to examine our own lives. Are there areas where we hold back, where we choose comfort over calling? The beauty of Scripture is how these old tales keep speaking. They mix the dark realities of human failure with the light of God's unchanging standards. Even in judgment, we catch glimpses of mercy for those who turn around. Onan chose his path, but we still have time to choose differently.